Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 16th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we've prepared and now share this message on an absolutely gorgeous Monday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, Our Greatest Longing. The scripture text is a portion from 2 Timothy 4, verse 8.
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
This weekend, our friends Ken and Nala had their baby. They have both been so excited, and I would say in my entire life, I have never seen an expectant father as excited as Ken was. Since they announced Nala's expectant condition, Ken has longed to hold this baby in his arms. He frequently asks us to pray in our care group that he would measure up as a godly father and be able to meet the challenges of raising his child from infancy into adulthood. David Lee was born Saturday morning, and what a joy to receive Ken's call with the good news. Today they expect to bring the baby home, and that will be another exciting time for them. Brooksine's taking supper over to the celebrating family this evening.
Here in Lancaster County, the Women and Babies Hospital is built right next to the hospice, where many are at the end stages of life. In the course of our ministry, we've had many visits to the hospice, and when my mother passed on 5 years ago, hospice played a wonderful medical and comforting role.
Lou Giuliano is a minister friend of mine, and actually ours. In fact, we've had our family over to our home. He serves as a hospice chaplain and was recognized as the New Jersey Hospice Chaplain of the Year in 2006.
An entirely different form of expectation takes place in hospice. For some, it's a sense of fear and dread, but for others, it's a glorious expectation of their pending transfer. For those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ, it is a lifetime longing finally being fulfilled after the fierce battle that rages when we rid ourselves of our perishable bodies.
Today, we are all longing for something. There are many secondary longings that come and go in the course of a lifetime. There are good temporal longings as well as undesirable ones that we seek to be rid of. But all we that love Christ should have a deep, abiding longing for the appearing of our Lord. This should be our greatest desire, but it's not a fleeting or secondary. And it's secondary to temporal longings that we have.
Paul, in our daily verse, has come to the closing days of his life on this earth. In the previous verses, he solemnly acknowledged that the time has come for my departure, and he stated, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. He supremely looked forward to receiving the crown of righteousness that had been stored up for him, which the Lord, the righteous judge, would award him on the appointed day.
Since Paul's remarkable conversion on the Damascus Road, he had given his life in service for the Lord Jesus Christ. Some 30 years had passed since that time, and Paul had stayed the course. I sense such a confidence and peace in his words, even as he faced the martyr's death. Earlier in this very letter, he expressed his assurance, I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day.
Well, there's something else in the verse that we like. Just five little words, but they speak volumes to those of us who, like Paul, strive to stay on course with Christ in this decadent age.
Those words are, and not only to me.
Paul gives us a great word here. You and I can cling to it today. He doesn't go on to say, and for you also, Timothy, to whom he was writing. Instead, he writes to each reader, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
Paul looked forward earnestly to that day when he would see the Lord, and often expresses this in his writings. The healthy state for the believer is to long for his appearing. That should be our greatest longing. Let's keep our focus on that today.
Let's pray. Father, help us to remember in the course of this day, when so much of our work and planning is intended for this life only, that we must also fix our eyes on the life yet to come. May all that we say, think, and do reflect kingdom principles that store up treasures for us in our heavenly kingdom, even while we serve here below. Since we don't know the day nor the hour, we can live in anticipation each day because this could be the day for our glorious transfer into your divine presence. Nothing in this life compares with the joy that awaits those who long for your magnificent appearing. Amen.
Amen. May we all have that as our foremost longing in life. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Each day we post the written message up on the website. You can also read it for the archive version for this particular day. Of course, again, this message is prepared July 16th, 2007. We do have a number of pictures up today of some of our experiences over the weekend. In fact, I'm not going to mention them. If you're interested, go to the website and look at them. We enjoy photography, and we had some neat experiences this week. We also have a song up today that we might think of another one even as we do the further preparation on the various web versions. But the song, a contemporary Christian song called This Is My Desire, that it just came to my heart today as I prepared the message. And it's not necessarily a song looking for the return of the Lord, but just the sense of serving and loving the Lord should be our main desire. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to our Lord and continue to keep your focus on our greatest longing.